T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Best pop duo or group performance? And the Grammy goes to
Courtney Landrum.
Jen Myers.
Good morning, sunshine.
What? It's Monday already?
Weekend is over.
So what's on Monday?
Back to work.
Monday?
Oh, I can't do Monday.
Too soon.
Better make that money.
Back to work.
Work, 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 work.
I'm all about making that money.
Great. Let's do it.
It's showtime.
My honey.
Good morning and welcome to Monday morning. Let's try to start off the first break by talking about positive things.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Well, let me name a couple things. The drive-in was fine for me. I didn't hit any ice. I guess the temps aren't low enough around here.
Kevin?
I did not hit any ice, so that is good news. Because I could have. It could have been bad.
Kevin left very early,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I was telling Lance off the air, I even walked my street to make sure I could drive it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're just your driveway.
Yeah, but the driveway, it's not
the same.
It's not the same. You got to make sure the street is clear, because your driveway could be ice, but the street needs to be clear. And they usually put ashes and cinders down. At least that's how they roll in Grafton.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Ashes and cinders.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a positive. Tim, no problems for you.
No problems.
I mean, yesterday I did not even get out on the road.
I didn't leave my house yesterday.
I felt bad for people that had to go to work or do things in the morning because it was a nightmare.
Yeah. There were a lot of places that didn't even open.
Yeah,
really?
Churches even.
Yeah.
Churches even closed their services down.
On Sunday?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know which ones, but I just heard that rumor. Mm. Okay, so that's good.
It's not a rumor. First Baptist in Jerseyville did
there you
not
go. There's
church.
The one.
There were 3 stores I tried to go to, and 2 of them were closed. So.
Well, that's good. So they didn't want to endanger the lives of the employees
right.
either. Good job, stores. Why don't you name them?
Weird.
If one of them was Hobby Lobby, it's always
not.
Closed on Sundays.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of stores you don't want to admit you were going to.
I know, right? Was one of them Michael's?
Nope.
Were you going to do some crafts?
Nope.
All right, you're not
going to.
You're
going to
Hildebrand us. You're Hildebranding us.
Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about another positive thing: the Blues.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
6 games in a row, and it feels. I dislike the Predators. I think more than the Chicago Blackhawks now.
Yeah. We have that rivalry is getting pretty heated up.
Yeah. 2 wins, home and home, back to back against the Preds. And did you realize? We've only lost 2 more games than the Predators.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Crazy. Well, I mean, must have gotten a lot of overtime points that we didn't. I don't really know.
Yeah.
As much as we've groused about the Blues' performance, when they got to the All-Star break, weren't they 500? I mean, the thing is, if you can hang around and get hot,
yep.
A lot of good things can happen.
But 6 wins in a row.
A lot of good things are happening. It's pretty crazy.
And you know why?
Why?
Kevin?
Oh, I know why. Sorry. I know exactly why. This is why.
You really don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Was it something that he said?
It's the Brannigan effect.
Yeah.
All the voices in your head. Call you Maria.
Gloria. I think Barkley,
are they playing it at Enterprise Center?
I don't know. Because Saturday was the first home game since the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an afternoon game. I don't know. If you were at the game on Saturday, let us know if they played it.
I keep hearing it was just rocking in there on Saturday. That people are just losing their minds and singing and dancing. Like, it's just...
Really?
Just that Enterprise Center's just rocking
okay,
right now.
Okay, so that's good news, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe the dog has some kind of effect, too.
Barkley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. He's cute. He's the Grand Marshal of this year's Mardi Gras Parade.
Yeah.
He's doing well for himself.
It's a big deal, yeah.
Okay, so those are all good things.
Yep.
And a really positive thing for you this morning, listening to us. I know, you don't usually agree with that statement. But if you're a Backstreet Boys fan, you're going to want to listen. Because starting in the 6 o'clock hour, 6, 7, 8, and 9, Caller 18 from the Bomberito box office is going to win a pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys when they come here with their DNA World Tour in September. But there's a little added bonus we will let you know with our first caller.
A bonus?
A big, huge bonus.
Really?
So four winners today, four tomorrow, four on Wednesday, four on Thursday. On Valentine's Day, it's our last day. The love that you feel for BSB is real. So we'll let you know when you call in the 6 o'clock hour. The first winner will let you in on the cool added bonus for all of our ticket winners. So that's cool. Grammys were last night. Jen will cover that in Schmeg. I didn't watch. I watched in and out.
I had to go to bed eventually, but I watched quite a bit. I got a lot of thoughts, so we might need to do a Grammys break.
Okay, so we'll do that. And anything we can do for you, you know, you can always text us at 531-9898 and let us know about slick spots on your commute. We'd love to let our listeners know and let other people know about dangerous areas around town this morning. Weather-wise, you know, that cloudy, foggy.
Cloudy and foggy, scattered showers.
And then tomorrow, it looks like windy with morning showers. And that's going to maybe switch over to a wintry mix late in the day with a high of 39. And then looks like Wednesday, 50s. Thursday for Valentine's Day, 50s right now.
34.
And here is Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
Fog can be an issue. Freezing.
For the world we're gonna make.
Pink on Y98, and it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin the Intern. Tim Convey had a busy weekend. He did a lot of stuff for the community. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone who came out Friday with St. Patrick's Center and Saturday with 5 Acres Animal Shelter. A lot of listeners, and I appreciate you guys coming out. We had a great time.
First trivia night,
and it was a success, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun.
My whole thing, I literally...
your first seven.
I literally named the past MCs and said, I want to raise more money than these guys did. Guys, that's what tonight is all about.
Oh,
and then I started saying, I want to raise more than future MCs as well. So you guys got to really think about who they might get. I'm like, if Art Holiday shows up next year, we got to make sure that I raise more than he can. If Zipper Zeppa comes out of retirement and MCs this thing... Yeah. We need to lay down a foundation. So, but they came through. We raised
more money than they ever have.
Yeah, it was really, really
fantastic.
Great.
Who were some past MCs? They spread the love to
That Pascal guy they had last year. You know, so
I don't know. Who
and
that
then
is.
I think like Killcoin, because in my you know, they also shifted what it was. It used to be a completely different format. Now it's like traditional trivia. It used to be something called He Said She Said. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
No.
So. I guess it's a thing. A lot of people, if you're in the trivia business, you get it. It's like a guy round and a female round. So for the guys, it's like, what's the best kind of chainsaw for cutting down, you know, da 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 da. And for the girls, it's like, in makeup, after your eyeshadow comes, like, super sexist questions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So,
and they made more money this year.
Yes, and it was great. I mean, there was sports, geography, there was an audio thing, you know, you play the song and what soundtrack is this from. Super, super fun, and yeah, we raised a lot of money.
Do you try to guess along? Because I always do at trivia nights.
I got them in advance, and I sort of played myself. And,
okay. Because I like to do that. I like the music trivia nights, too, where the whole thing is music-related.
Yes, really fun.
Album covers.
Yep.
You know, then they have a...
The mugshot.
Mugshots. Oh, the real names.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
That's always Stephanie Germanata.
Mm-hmm. It's always up there. But, boy, geography... Tough. Real tough.
Oh, that and Bodies of Water.
Uh-huh.
I'm bad at Bodies of Water.
I had to figure out how to pronounce a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I got something wrong and somebody, it was like there's a gaming system called Coleco.
Coleco.
Yeah.
I have never.
We had Coleco when I was a kid.
I wasn't familiar. So I called it Colco. And somebody goes, it's Coleco!
Man, that's
just trying to help.
Isn't that funny? Coleco was totally gone by the time you were growing
up.
Yeah,
never. Didn't even ring a bell.
Zaxxon. Was it Zaxxon Coleco? Mm-hmm. My brother had Coleco. He had to have Coleco. It was like the coolest gaming system after Atari.
Didn't even ring a bell. I mean, certainly Atari I remember perfectly, but Coleco didn't even ring a bell.
Is Coleco Activision?
That was Intellivision.
Oh, maybe it was in television.
Remember that?
But I do remember
Coleco. And maybe they had some Activision games, but I remember Activision for Intellivision. Which was like previous to Atari.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Well, good. I'm glad it was a success. You did a lot of good work this weekend. Good job.
Thanks.
I gambled Friday.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't win anything. But I had a good time, and I had steak. Here's Lance nice. With another look at your traffic.
All right. 44 westbound near Big...
Halsey on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we're celebrating Valentine's Day by giving out tickets to see the Backstreet Boys. They're coming to town, so stick around. We're going to tell you more about that, and at 6:50, we're going to reveal a little something else special we're doing with the Backstreet Boys, so don't go anywhere.
All weekend, I saw this pop up on everybody's feed. Everybody was talking about a Zillow listing of this beautiful house. It's this colonial house in the suburbs of Philadelphia, $750,000 asking price. And these pictures, you know, on Zillow, you can do a slideshow and mm-hmm. you can see all the pictures. Well, included in the pictures, the basement, which has a sex dungeon.
Really?
Like full on 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Really? And in the amenities, like, where is that listed? It's like, oh, great backyard, great for pets, also sex dungeon in the basement, and a full 2.5 bath.
You can see the pictures online at Y98.com. Kevin posted them this morning. But it's a beautiful home, and it looks all normal. And then the basement, you go to the basement, it has a tiled floor, beautiful lighting. I mean, it's really tastefully done.
It's a tasteful sex dungeon.
Yes. It really is. Not dark, lots of light.
So I swear, if I walk into one more tacky sex dungeon, it is just...
Well, so then you look at everything. It looks like it's very well done. And then it's got a bed with chains, two racks of whips, a swing...
A cage,
a bunch of other torture devices.
It's weird because it almost looks like something out of a museum. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, we don't use it. We just like to stare at it. You know what I mean?
I'm bothered by the size of the rug, though. It's very small. It needs to be a little bigger. The one that's under the, whatever that is, whatever the rack of, I don't even know what it is. So the realtor is the one that took the pictures,
mm-hmm.
and she ended up taking the dungeon pictures off the listing.
Oh, my God.
But all the devices are included in your purchase, kind of like window treatments.
Right.
They're going to go ahead and give you all the stuff.
Right. That's awesome.
You know, I remember, it's funny when you are looking at homes and you notice weird things that people have in their homes. Mm-hmm. I think Jen told a story about when they sold their house, their cute little house in Rock Hill, I believe, and they moved about 2 miles down the road, not even probably. When they went back to get something, I think there was a giant Snoop Dogg picture in the family room.
Uh-huh.
It's like what people have is their artwork,
right.
Or weird things in people's homes.
That's hilarious.
If you have a weird thing that you've noticed in a, you know, doing a walkthrough of a home,
yeah,
text us, 531-9898. Or like something that was put in after you sold the house and you went back to see it.
And it threw you off.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the realtor sending a couple, like a bunch of links, and the husband's like, honey, why don't we take a look at this third one again? I just...
$750,000, 5 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, devices included. Not sure about the window treatment.
It's just a solid investment, it sounds like to me.
Somebody got a little too much, too into 50 Shades. They're the person that was in the kitchen reading it in front of everyone at work. Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, cloudy, foggy today, scattered showers in the forecast. Luckily, the temps were high enough to have no freezing rain for most of us that drove in.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and I have two public apologies that I have to make on the air. I'm willing to say it. A couple things that I've spoken poorly of in the past, but I'm admitting that I'm wrong. Number one, the St. Louis Blues. I was hard on the St. Louis Blues. They've turned it around. I'm completely on that bandwagon, and I'm publicly
apologizing for the jokes that I made about the St. Louis Blues.
That's okay. You know, they were winning 3-1 yesterday, and then all of a sudden they came in the room, and I'm like, what? How is it tied up 4-4? How does this always happen?
Listen, it doesn't matter.
Six in a row. I was wrong. They got it together.
Back-to-back wins against Nashville.
I gave up on the season early, and they pulled it together. My second apology, somebody else, another group that I've spoken poorly of, and boy, did they change my mind this weekend. Did you guys see Dan and Shay's performance?
Awesome.
I mean, I have given that song a whole lot of heat, mostly off the air, if we're being honest.
Yeah. But you sing it every time it's on.
I know, and they killed it. It was so good, and it was a really, really good performance. So I apologize to the St. Louis Blues. I apologize to Dan and Shay, who blew my mind. They didn't blow my mind, but it was a really great performance at the Grammys last night, and we'll talk more about the Grammys and Schmegan
a
little bit.
We started the show off with positive things because I did see a bunch of people that were that had bad weekends. I saw one girl that maybe had the worst weekend. She went to Target yesterday, broke both of her wrists.
No,
slipped on the ice. And you know, you're never supposed to put your arms down.
Right. Oh yeah, but that's your natural instinct is to brace your face.
Both wrists.
Oh.
So that was a terrible weekend. I don't know if you had a worse weekend, but you know who's having maybe the worst weekend ever?
Who?
Dave Assman. All Dave Assman wants is to put his last name on his license plate, and Canada won't let him.
No way.
He's like, Canada? See, I feel like Canada is a little bit looser about that stuff.
He's proud of it. He said, it's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it. And by the way, he pronounces it, it's spelled Assman. And if you remember that Seinfeld episode where Kramer gets the Assman car, he pronounces it Ossman. That's a Canadian thing, I think.
Yeah.
But he's very upset about it. So two people with terrible weekends.
Oh, man.
Well, and doubling down on the Canada thing, I grew up right on the border, the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo, and then Toronto was right across Lake Erie. And there were two different stations that played similar music. And I would forget which one I'm on. In Canada, you don't have to bleep out songs. So Nine Inch Nails' Closer would come on, and I would drive off the road because...
Oh, yeah, that's a shocking... Yeah. That's shocking.
Yeah, it's pretty in your face, but they won't let him get that license plate. And I'm calling stink on you, Justin Theroux.
Saskatchewan.
No, Justin.
Justin Theroux. What if he was in charge of Canada?
Justin Trudeau.
It would be nice.
If Theroux was in charge, I don't know if you've seen his movies.
Tropic Thunder. Whoa.
All kinds of things on those license plates.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Justin Theroux, he was probably the only
celebrity that didn't go to Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. I mean, it was exactly like Courtney a couple months ago.
Identical.
We will run down the star-studded lineup, including her famous ex that people could not get enough of going into this party. We'll have it in the next 10 minutes, along with a bunch of Grammy winners.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. We'll get to the Grammys in a minute. But this was insane. Brad Pitt was there and people lost their minds.
I know. That was like the headline. Yep. Not to mention the weird guest list.
Yeah, right. By the way, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have been over each other for longer than they were actually married. So let's let it go. They're not getting back together.
But this is the first time that they've been in the same, that they've even been together
and invited to a party.
Maybe, because I think he maybe stayed away because she was with Justin Trudeau.
He's so busy running Canada, he didn't have time for a relationship.
Yeah. She was with Justin Theroux for 7 years. So I think... You know, he probably stayed away because of that.
Lots of exes crossing paths at this party.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow, Brad's other ex, was there. Jennifer's other ex, John Mayer, was there. John's ex, Katy Perry, was there.
Wow.
With her soon-to-be ex? No, her current guy, Orlando Bloom. Friends, stars, Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox were there. Courtney's ex, David Arquette, was there. George and Amal Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
It's so Pharrell similar Williams,
to my...
Yes. Crazy.
Keith Richards, Reese Witherspoon, Demi Moore, Laura Dern, Kate Hudson. I mean, who wasn't there? Wow. You feel really hurt.
Yeah.
If you weren't invited and you're a big Hollywood star. And then, of course, the other big gathering this weekend, the Grammys. And
Brad Pitt being there is crazy.
It's not that crazy.
I think it is.
She turned 50. He.
But they've avoided each other this whole time. It's been this insane thing, what he did to her and everything.
We don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
But, and it was also because of Angelina.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I think Angelina was the driving force in them
being apart.
Not being friends or communicating.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, he definitely wouldn't have shown up to her party if he were still at
Angelina.
He wouldn't
have been invited.
Yeah. Woo! I love it. I think it's great. Just saying.
They're adults. Let's
give it the energy it deserves.
Do you need a paper bag? Are you hyperventilating a little?
I know, the Dan Shay thing and now this.
My whole world is being turned upside down.
Hey, it was maybe country's biggest night, aside from the CMAs, because not only did Dan and Shay have a great performance that won Tim Convey over, but Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year, one of the big four. She won four Grammys total. So did Childish Gambino, who won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. I mean, I think the Grammys, I don't know that people have a whole lot of complaints. Well, aside from Ariana Grande, but we'll get to her.
Kacey Musgraves' performance was great. So a lot of the performances I really liked, but hers, that's the one where the song really grabbed me. I haven't heard much Kacey Musgraves.
She's amazing.
Not a big country person.
She's one of those people, though, where even if you aren't a huge country fan, you still want to go see her because she's not like the country artists of the past, I feel like. I like her a lot, and I don't love a ton of country. I would go see her in concert.
And Brandi Carlile wasn't always country. They're calling her, what, Americana?
Americana. Yeah, she's like singer-songwriter. Yeah, and she was up for all the big awards, too. But Kacey's album, Golden Hour, won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. Lady Gaga had a good night. She won three awards, including Shallow from the Star is Born soundtrack. It won for Best.
I just want to take another look at you.
It won for Best Pop Duo or Group Performance and Best Song Written for Visual Media. But here is the interesting thing. She won Best Pop Solo Performance for her song Joanne, which was written about her late aunt.
How long ago?
When did her aunt die?
No, Joanne. That song seems very old.
I agree.
Well, it's weird.
Didn't they perform it last year?
Yeah. Because this was when that Million Reasons song, same album.
Well, and also, I'm trying to remember when the documentary for Lady Gaga came out on Netflix, because she goes into this whole backstory about her aunt and how she was this amazing artist, and because of her disease, she lost her hands and then died in her 20s. And she sings the song, Lady Gaga sings the song to her grandmother.
What do you think you're going?
This wasn't a huge hit anywhere, and I think that documentary is the only reason that it won for Best Pop Solo Performance, because it's usually one of the biggest songs of the year that wins that.
Lady Gaga come off as a little unhinged during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's gone from being this huge superstar making an impact on culture to now...
character.
She's a little bit weird.
She's a character now.
10 years, she's had the same kind of arc that it took Madonna 40 years to go through. Don't you think?
Yeah, I just think she... Then you love her, and then she bugs you again.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a caricature to me.
And that performance was different. Did you guys see the performance at all?
Yeah. No.
If you had turned it down and watched it, you would have been like, there's no way she's doing the song from A Star is Born. Because she tried to... She was just... It was weird. Boy, she can sing, though. Didn't miss a note.
Yeah. Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy won Best Rap Album, beating out the late Mac Miller, Ariana Grande's ex. She tweeted that him losing was literal BS. And then she deleted the tweet because she didn't want to. She wasn't saying that Cardi didn't deserve to win. And a lot of people called her out for that. Lego Movie number one at the box office this weekend, even though it did have a disappointing take. And we'll talk about a lot more of the Grammys and other things going on in Hollywood in Entertainment Schmig in the 840 Schmig. More online to all of the Grammy winners online.
All right, if your phones are ringing, do not hang up because we're getting ready to take caller 18 with a special bonus surprise for Backstreet Boys tickets, Enterprise Center, September 6th. Caller 18 is you. Congratulations.
Are you kidding?
No. Congratulations. You're caller 18. What's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy, big Backstreet Boys fan?
Yeah.
One of your favorites?
Yeah, I would think so. From back in the day.
From back in the day.
Well, yeah. And now they're back on top of the charts. Mm-hmm. They're coming to town in September. And Nancy, you have a pair of tickets thanks to Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor. But that's not all.
No, that is not all. We've been waiting to announce the fact that there's a grand prize to this, Nancy.
Oh, wow.
And the grand prize is a girl's getaway to New Orleans to see the Backstreet Boys. Round trip airfare from St. Louis to New Orleans. One night in a hotel. And a pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys. Your dog's into it. Pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys August 30th in New Orleans. And, oh my gosh, puppy, listen to this. You get to go backstage and meet the Backstreet Boys.
All right.
Yep, she's into it.
Nancy, yeah. Congratulations. You have a pair of tickets.
Nancy, has your dog ever been to New Orleans?
No, she has not.
I understand why she's so excited then.
All right. So Nancy, you have the tickets, but you are in the drawing on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. We will draw the grand prize winner that wins that flyaway to New Orleans. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body.
Shape of You. 198. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show giving you tickets to see Backstreet Boys here in St. Louis. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. We're giving it away four times a day. 6, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours. And then Friday, we will announce the grand prize winner who gets to fly to New Orleans to see Backstreet Boys. Oh, and by the way, meet the band backstage. It's all brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company, and you have a chance before 8 o'clock to win those tickets again.
All right, let's think back to our college days. College kids now, it's so different for them when they are jonesing for some food.
Right, with all the different delivery services.
Oh, yeah.
You just call Grubhub and have like whatever you want.
And not to mention Amazon stuff, you know, for, you know, to buy inexpensive things and have it shipped to your dorm room.
And I'm sure that the cafeterias have way more upgrades.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like we had rice on the whatever it was.
Hot pot.
Yeah. That little crock pot thing that you'd keep in your room and then you wouldn't clean the rice out and then you'd have to throw it away.
What dorm were you in?
Jones.
Ah, yes.
Jones.
Spent some time in Jones.
Did you? You weren't allowed in there.
Don't tell anybody.
What is it? Just girls?
Yeah.
Is it all girls one?
Yeah.
In Mizzou? Really?
Oh, there's a few. Before that, there's one. Laws, too, is right there. Mm-hmm. It was right there.
If that's still the case with old Jones.
I don't know.
Jones Motel.
But you would be desperate. Like, there would be the few places. What was your go-to order food delivery?
Jimmy John's. They had our number memorized.
Jimmy John's.
So when I called, they just said, you want the usual? And I said, yep. And then I hung up.
Okay.
And then it showed up, and it was great.
My go-to was in the Student Union. They had a bunch of fast food places, and they had Taco Bell, and you could get a 69-cent bean and cheese burrito.
I didn't have any of this stuff. I mean, it's like, we had nothing.
Yeah, Student Union was great because you could student charge stuff too.
Yeah,
they put a Chick-fil-A in there, and it was like,
I remember I couldn't student charge. I remember having to wait for my dad's check every week and then taking it and cashing it.
Oh yeah, student charge was, I mean,
different times.
We just had a card.
No,
and it was your parents loaded it with money at the beginning of the year.
Didn't have any of that, Jen. But I would get gifts from my mom from Spiegel often. Lots of clothes often delivered to me. Kevin, did you ever live in...
I had to go upstairs to get my gift from Courtney.
The reason I bring this up is because I saw somebody post this, and I don't know if I believe it, and I have no idea if it's a thing, but something that their child orders on Amazon as a snack for their college dorm room.
Ooh, I'm curious. What? Ramen noodles.
No, it's...
That's what I lived on.
It's the craziest thing ever.
What?
Communion wafers.
Shut up.
What? You can't order communion wafers?
Yes, you can.
Online?
I looked it up. Amazon. 1,000 pieces.
Not blessed, what? Right?
No. Unleavened.
Pre-B? PB?
Yes.
Blessed?
Unleavened,
yes.
It doesn't mean blessed.
Okay, well, I don't know. It just says plain. They're not blessed, put it that way. 10 rolls of 100. They also have gluten-free
hosts.
Wait,
why? Are they inexpensive? Why would someone live off of this?
The price is $18.24. $18, that's why.
For how many?
For so many.
1,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because they're way cheaper than regular crackers?
Are you scooping up peanut butter with those things?
Is this really a thing?
Sacrilegious.
No, it's not. They're not even blessed yet. It doesn't matter.
I know, but the fact that they're selling them as communion wafers. Yeah, my church has gluten-free
whole wafers. Wheat. There's whole wheat. There's, have you heard of this?
No.
It's the first I heard of it.
But I'm curious because the gluten-free wafers that my church has are actually not bad. They're like crunchy. They're pretty good because they the church bakes bread for people and then they like tear a piece of bread off for each person.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's Methodist, you know.
Big time over
here. Yeah, because remember when you couldn't touch the host? I don't know if it was during your time or not.
No.
But you used to not be able to touch it and they had to put it in your mouth.
Had a kneel.
Yes, and I remember the one kid in our class, it got suctioned up to the roof of his mouth, and it wouldn't come out, and there were tears.
Oh, my God.
And it was bad. It was a bad thing.
This is also effective for college, because I remember my mom used to always call and be like, did you go to church? Are you going to church? Be like, yeah, man, I had communion. It's fine.
But what are the weird things that you found out your kids are eating at school? Like, they're weird snacks. And let us know if this is the truth or not.
Communion wafers.
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's real funny.
I'm hungry for communion wafers. Thanks a lot.
Oh, come on. You always think you miss them until you have them.
You can see college kids, too, make it like putting peanut butter on one, jelly on another, like making sandwiches and stuff.
They're like little rice cakes, kind of.
It's under grocery and gourmet food.
Well, I don't know if it's real, but that's what somebody said, that they saw a big box of them. It's bizarre. 531-9898 is our phone number and our text line. If you have something as odd as that they're eating.
Oh, there are some that are kosher. That seems...
You think they're drinking wine with it, too?
I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're desperate and you're hungry, I remember Nick used to say he ate barbecue sandwiches. Barbecue sauce sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bread and barbecue sauce. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Your forecast brought to you...
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. We're talking about a snack item that we never thought was a snack item, and we're hearing from lots of people. We're going to get to Corey in just a second, but Jennifer just called in and said the snack items that you had in college, we used to make Rice Krispie treats, like in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
Just taking Rice Krispie, marshmallows, and you put butter, and then you just heat it in the microwave and stir it up.
Was it okay?
Yeah, it was really, it was a tasty
little... Maintain the crisp?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, they were really good. I mean, they didn't look pretty.
Yeah.
But you don't care. But I think most of us ate the rice and the ramen noodles. But I saw that one of my friends said that their kid orders communion wafers and has them shipped from Amazon to their dorm at school, and they eat them like little snacks. Denise called in, said, yep, they do it too. By the way, Sarah called and said she has a better, not as weird snack for people to try. She feels guilty because she's eating her baby's food. But those little puffs that are different flavors.
They're good.
Oh, yeah, they're all
good. They like evaporate in your mouth, and they're no calories, and they're very tasty.
They are very good. I used to eat them.
All right, so we've got is this Corey?
Yes.
Corey on the line. Hey, Corey.
Hey, we buy them all the time. The wafers?
Yes.
We do. We actually go to the Catholic Supply Store and we buy them. They're great for road trips. Our kids fight over them.
How are we just now learning about this snack sensation that apparently a lot of people are doing?
Well, having said all this, we let them know if they ever do go to a Catholic church, you can only take one and it's not for a snack.
Yeah, right. Oh, so your family's not even Catholic?
No, we're not. They're just really good snacks. My wife is addicted to them.
Now, if I wasn't Catholic, I might be curious and order some to find out what is this that they're giving them.
Right.
But
we play paper, rock, scissors to see which one of us has to go in the store to get it.
Because you're embarrassed.
Uh-uh. It is embarrassing, yes.
Catholicism, converting people one way for a time.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. It's like, hey, is this for a snack for your family? No. You know, I mean, we have to, it's just convenient, it's easy, and they are good just to snack on.
All right, Corey. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Isn't it weird?
The headline next week is like, priests outraged at the price of communion wafers rising, driven up by...
Somebody should just market them as something else. Like, somebody should just put them on the market at regular stores and not say, just call it something clever.
Right, if they're that good, they should be in the snack aisle, the cracker aisle.
Miracle wafers or something.
Miracle wafers. We had someone who called and didn't want to say her name, but Cecilia used to go to church with her mom. She said she was fine. She used to go to church with her mom. Her mom used to set everything up ahead of time for the priests, and Cecilia used to pocket the
non-blessed ones.
She used to steal communion wafers. And she said her mom's 89 and she still has the same job, and she still reminds Cecilia about how she used to steal communion wafers.
And we got a bunch of texts. You can text us too about the weird snacks that we were not familiar with. 531-9898. What do you got, Kevin?
Well, we got a lot about these communion wafers. Apparently, you can pick them up in Mexico. They're called obleas, O-B-L-E-A-S.
Yeah, but we can also pick them up on Amazon.
Or you can get them at Catholic Supply.
Yeah.
But, that's
or also Mexico.
Mexico, Missouri?
Mexico, whatever's easier.
Mexico, Missouri. A couple of snacks, A1 and Cheez-Its.
I remember when people were on the... Well, that was when potatoes weren't the devil.
Oh, yeah.
And people would put A1 on their potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of butter.
Speaking of potatoes, when this person was in college, they would eat an entire box of stovetop stuffing instead of potatoes. And
uncooked?
Yeah. I mean, a whole box. I just eat them like it would be like a granola thing.
No, I've eaten them before. Well,
a savory granola?
I don't know. I didn't eat
it's
that.
Like crunchy mini croutons. I've popped a few before while I'm like making the stovetop.
And we got Jennifer called and said she used to freeze fruit in her freezer. It was like little treats.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I guess that's before they sold all the frozen
fruit.
Frozen fruit.
They haven't always sold frozen fruit.
I like maybe not as met like blueberries and all that. Like I don't remember because I don't think I grocery shopped when I was young.
Yeah.
All that much.
Yeah.
But we never had it at our house. The only thing in the freezer was meat and corn dogs.
Perfect.
Feel free to text us your weird snack, 531-9898. Your chance to win Backstreet Boys tickets and register for that fly away to New Orleans to see them coming up in the next 20. Chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus deal you. I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. Y98, it's Courtney and Jen and Kevin and Tim, Lance Hildebrand, taking care of all the issues on the roads. Mm-hmm. I know you've been very quiet today, Lance. I've missed you.
Oh, well, I'm right here.
I know.
There's going on.
Very quiet because you're so busy.
Is there a lot? Are there a lot of problems that you're addressing right now?
A fair number of them. Yeah, I mean, you know,
he's just typing. He's just putting his fingers on the keyboard to make it sound like he's.
Sometimes he just doesn't want to be a part of it.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, I don't mean that mean. If I didn't have to be, I wouldn't.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
All right,
that's very honest.
Well, that's me, Lance. We've worked together a long time.
That's true.
All right, so Lance will give you your next update. We still have your Backstreet Boys tickets for this hour, four times a day, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And everyone that wins those tickets to the September 6th show here in St. Louis is qualified for the flyaway, the girls' getaway to New Orleans to see the Backstreet Boys and meet them backstage in New Orleans. Okay, so let's wrap up this communion thing because I thought it was an anomaly. Somebody's kid orders communion wafers from Amazon, mm-hmm. and it's a snack. Apparently, lots of people snack on the communion wafers, go to the Catholic Supply Store.
Who knew?
Buy them there, and they eat them as snacks.
Yeah, a couple other weird snacks we got from our text line at 531-9898. Dried elbow macaroni.
Oh, weird.
Mm.
That's bad for your teeth.
Yeah,
Sarah likes the spaghetti like that. Like just straight spaghetti when it's not cooked.
There used to be a place here locally, Jimmy's on the Park, and they had those, like,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
They had the deep, they had a...
Fettuccine noodles, I think.
Yeah, but they were seasoned.
Yes.
I mean, regular noodles are just kind of...
And they were good, too.
And because they were flash fried, they really were cooked, but they were hard, mm-hmm. like you were eating them out of the box.
French fried onions straight out of the can.
That's totally fine.
I've, I've maybe consumed a whole can before.
Maybe took a little sip.
Yeah, like you buy them for the green bean casserole and you're like, hey, Ryan, can you go buy another can of those? I must have forgotten it on the list.
Just saying this makes my stomach queasy. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, that's gross.
Ugh. And then, Courtney, for you, frozen grapes.
I want grapes!
Oh, yeah, frozen grapes. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
And then, and not to end on a sad note, though, apparently Laws and Jones Halls, where you guys went to school at Mizzou, they're no longer there. They're just grass fields.
So what? Really? They were like, you know what we need? A field.
Fields.
They knocked them down?
They knocked them down. That's what
that's
a couple texts said.
To me.
Yeah.
Man. Had some good times.
Yeah.
That old Jones Hall.
Me too.
It was an all-girls dorm.
Yes, it was. And Tim wasn't allowed in there. But you know Tim.
No, come on.
Yeah, you do.
No. Spent about a week in there one night.
All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day and love. What do you think the number one thing guys want for Valentine's Day is?
Relations?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Valentine's Day?
Dinner.
Number one gift they want.
Number one gift they want. Chocolate. Flowers.
No.
So it's none of those?
Neither of those.
Nope. Kevin, what is the number one gift you want?
To be left alone.
Yeah, I think just to stay in.
Yeah, it's
to not
have it's
to
actually,
do anything.
It's actually nothing.
Yeah.
They
really?
Want nothing.
That was a trick question.
For Valentine's Day. I know.
Because guys are so selfless is what it is.
Yeah, they don't care, but if they were to pick gifts, candy, a card, and booze.
Mm.
Breakfast in bed comes in fourth.
Oh, yeah.
And a book.
Hmm.
A nice book. And women, card, candy, flowers, jewelry, massage, in that order.
Oh, okay, because I have a different list about the average person said their partner's Valentine's Day efforts, they give them an F, maybe an F plus. They said they're like almost 60% of people say that their partner does not put any thought or effort into Valentine's Day.
It's a tough thing. It's like we talked about. Like, is this, you know, do you spend half of what you might spend on a birthday or a crit? Like, where it's different for everybody.
I spent many years to not, like, let's stop playing games. If you want something specific for Valentine's Day, communicate it. Don't think that your partner is going to telepathically receive that message and get exactly what you want if you don't say it.
All right, so let's hear it, Jen. What do you want?
I just want a relaxing weekend in Kansas City.
Is that what you're doing?
We usually just do like a nice dinner out, but Ryan and I talked about it. It's crazy. We're going away this weekend. Valentine's Day is on a Thursday, and since we're gone for the whole four-day weekend, it's like,
who cares?
We're fine. We're fine. I'm doing a little something different for my whole family this year, and there's a little theme.
For your kids.
For the kids and for Ryan.
You don't
but I don't expect
it.
I don't expect anything in return. I really don't, and it's because I also went shopping for myself while I was shopping for everybody else.
No.
But they say the top 10, nice dinner out, chocolate flowers, massage. One of the things on the list is a trip to somewhere warm or exotic.
That's a heavy duty gift there.
That's what I would like.
31% of people say they want that. And tickets to a comedy show, number 10 on the
list. Hey-o! Great idea.
Comedy show is a good idea. Uh-huh. $50 is what the average most men will spend on a gift.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But then I read this other weird thing that I think we should have you and Kevin or you and Lance test out today. Don't ask me any questions about this. I only have the headlines. According to researchers, married people walk faster and have better grip strength than single people.
That's insane.
Where's a pickle jar?
Interesting.
I would say that I walk fast and have good grip strength, but I also thought I smelled better than Lance, and apparently I don't.
Men who were in their first marriage walked 4 inches faster per second, so you couldn't be in this, Lance. Mm. But Kevin can.
Yeah.
4 inches faster per second than non-married men, never married men. And for women, those in the first marriage walk 2 to 3 inches faster than unmarried women. I'm going to give you the walking faster than me, Jen. I'm fine with it.
I always walk faster. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been a fast walker.
I think
pre-marriage.
I walk faster than Kevin drives, if that's where.
The grip strength.
Yeah,
though,
how do we
is
test
an
it?
Odd thing.
How do we test it? I'm all
I
for
know.
It.
Is there a jar in the mini mart?
I guess we could do handshakes.
The idea that there'd be something hard enough for one of us to open, but you know what
but
I mean?
But not the other one. Yeah.
Well, and difficult. Now that they know that it's about grip strength, I feel like handshakes
they're going to do something.
We need to find
different.
A jar.
Pickles, anyone? Anyone have a pickle jar here? We'll see what we've got in the mini mart.
Okay.
You know, I have a hard enough time opening those Heinz ketchup things. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst things ever.
Really are. They're terrible.
They're because the devil.
You have to pull so hard that sometimes the ketchup goes flying everywhere.
But if you don't want to pull it and you want to squeeze it, that thing's ridiculous.
You know what you should do to open them up easier? Get married.
Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, just looking here at northbound 55. So let's start with that. You're going to be heavy on 55 northbound after Virginia, making your way into downtown.
Congratulations to Emily Beischer of St. Louis Woo! She was very excited because she won the tickets to see the Backstreet Boys here in St. Louis in September, but even more excited because now she's in the drawing for the grand prize trip to see the Backstreet Boys in New Orleans. She gets to hang out in New Orleans and go backstage and meet the Backstreet Boys. So it's pretty cool. We have many, many more opportunities for you to win. Next hour is another chance for you to win. But it's all brought to you from Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor. 8 o'clock hour, your next chance to win.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus with your host, Radio's Tim Convy. So, take it away, Radio's Tim.
Thanks, Al. It's Bonafide or Bogus. I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to say if you think it is Bonafide or Bogus, real or fake. You get it. And how about this? We talked about it earlier, but Jennifer Aniston just had a big 50th birthday party. So I'm going to run some other celebrities by you, and you guys are going to tell me if you think over 50, under 50. 50
okay.
or not, really?
All right.
Okay. Bonafide or Bogus, Jen's former co-star, Matthew Perry, is over 50.
I think he was the youngest of the Friends co-stars, so I'm going to say Bogus. I don't know.
I'm going to say Joey is definitely over. Lisa Kudrow is definitely over. I don't
Courtney
know.
Courtney Cox is over, for sure.
I don't know about Matthew Perry.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bonafide.
You're saying he's over 50? I'm going to say
over 50.
Bogus.
I'm saying he's under 50.
I'm going to say under 2.
It is Bogus. He's not 50 yet. He will turn 50 in August. And now he's the only of the 6 main cast members that is not 50.
Lisa Kudrow, the oldest.
She's the oldest. She's 55. Courtney Cox, 54. David Schwimmer, 52. And Matt LeBlanc, 51.
Huh.
Wow.
Well. Bonafide or Bogus, Will Smith has already celebrated his 50th.
Yes.
Yeah, because he went bungee jumping.
Yeah, we all know that. It's Bonafide.
Skydiving?
He just turned 50 in September.
That too. Bonafide! terrified.
No, it was bungee jumping from a helicopter,
yes,
I think.
Both.
So you're both kind of right.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Sounds terrible.
This one's tricky. Bona fide or bogus, Jenny McCarthy is over 50.
No. Bogus.
Bogus.
I'm going to agree with Courtney. She sounded very confident.
Well, she was on Singled Out, and she was very young on that. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Man, really young.
Yeah.
We just did a celebrity birthday with her, and I think I was way off, because she's, like, closer in age to me than she is to you.
Like 44 or something like that.
45?
Bogus, she's 46. She will be 47 in November. So she had young on Singled Out.
Well, she just done... You don't have to do all that stuff on your face.
I think that Hollywood makes you nuts. I really do.
Once you do all that stuff... Well, because 46, you feel like you look like a grandmother compared to some people in Hollywood.
And she's so naturally pretty. Mm-hmm.
Don't do all that stuff to your face, because then you have to keep doing it.
Because it's your face.
Yep.
It's your face. Yeah, when I do. When I look at Instagram on our Courtney and Company Instagram page, when Tim does video, I see myself. I can't talk normally. Like, I do like Jenny McCarthy, like when she used to go run at the camera. Okay.
Bona fide or bogus, Jamie Foxx is over 50.
Bona fide.
I don't know. I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to say bogus.
You know what? I'm going to say bogus too. I think he's closer to Katie Holmes than. Yeah, bogus.
It's bona fide. He is 50.
Bona fide?
Oh, on the
That's
number?
It? Wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's 51. He just turned 51 in December. So he's
and
50,
she's
51.
Like 40, 41?
I don't know that she's even 40.
No. She was really young.
I think she's my age.
I bet she's
and
not 40.
And we all
40.
Know I'm not 40.
Not
she's 40. Bona she turned 40 fide. In December.
Oh, she's older than me. Way older than me.
By like
older
a year and 10 months.
Way older. Bona fide or bogus, First Lady Melania Trump is over 50 years old. Bona fide or bogus?
That is bogus.
Bogus.
I don't know. What is it? What's the question again? She's over 50?
Melania Trump is over 50. Bona fide or bogus?
I'm going to say bona fide.
Bona fide. But I'm not confident.
Bogus. Bogus. She's 48. She'll be 49 in April. President Trump will be 73.
Wow, I don't even think I ever knew her age.
Yeah.
She's young.
She was way younger than he was.
She is young, but also older than me.
That's what this is all about.
Bona fide or bogus?
Live from downtown, this is your home for today.
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check
really
out
really notice that Radio's Tim Convey if you do bona fide or bogus and foodstuffs back to back.
What?
We just did Radio's Tim Convey.
Right.
I know.
I had a friend ask me about it. I was like, why does he do that?
It bothers him?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've heard it a couple times,
what'd
too.
What'd you tell your friend?
I said, well, we asked him about it, and he said he does another show, which doesn't pay his bills, and we're like, oh, okay, we see how it is. And then he doubled down on Radio's Tim Convey. You said you're on more than one show.
No, I don't think I said
did
that.
Did he not say
I
that?
This is
that.
The second made-up conversation that you claim that we had that we never had.
Maybe she's food dreaming stuff. About you.
What was the other thing you did about? You said we had some conversation that we never had.
We had a conversation about Radio's Tim. I don't want to talk about
we
it right
now. We
have
had conversations about Radio's
and he was like, agreed. He was like, right. Well, this isn't the only show I do.
No, that's not. It's not a thing. I said Radio's Tim Convey once or twice. And
you guys
then,
talk a lot without me around, so I don't know what you've discussed.
Well, apparently we talk a lot without me around because I don't remember these conversations at all.
So Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke.
Brought to you by Salt and Smoke. It's delicious. Check it out. We're also on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. You can see Jen
slightly
embarrassed for making up things.
Not embarrassed.
She's not embarrassed.
I said Radio Tim Convey is a joke a few times, and then when other people say it, it becomes like I think it's a real thing, but I'm happy to drop it.
Okay, what's your first
All right, let's talk about food.
We love talking about food.
Yeah, there's this new sensation with communion wafers as snacks.
Holy cow.
Okay. Did you guys see the new Wiz Khalifa ad, the Oreo ad, during the Grammys last night?
No.
It was a big deal. Wiz Khalifa, rapper Wiz Khalifa, and his son Sebastian were in this ad, and it played a new Wiz Khalifa track. It's called Stay Playful. If you're looking for that track, you can only get it as an Oreo. If you remember in Foodstuffs, it feels like months back, they were doing those limited edition players where the Oreo is like the record and it actually plays music. Well, you can right now only find that Wiz Khalifa song. It's called Stay Playful as an Oreo. Now, eventually, they expect to release it, but...
well, yeah, because...
That's how you get it.
He's only going to sell 3 copies of it if with the Oreo record player.
Yeah. But pretty cool. Pretty cool ad with him and his son, so anyway.
I think we need to buy it to see how it sounds. Yes.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food stuff.
See how it tastes as well. This is crazy. A lot of people like to have ice cream, something sweet before they go to bed. There's a new company called Night Food, and they just created ice cream that apparently helps you sleep.
Does it have melatonin in it? It
does not have melatonin. It's very different than regular ice cream. Regular ice cream, bad to have before you go to bed because of the sugar and caffeine sometimes in it. It'll keep you up.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. It has extra protein and lots of other amino acids and enzymes that are supposed to help you fall asleep. It's also low calorie, like Halo Top, with around 320 calories in a pint.
With all that protein, it sounds like you could eat it for every meal. I'm joking. You can't really eat it for every meal. Like, it sounds very healthy. I'm just going to do a diet of this ice cream.
That Halo Top.
You're not crazy. No.
But if you can't have dairy,
right.
Or you can't, you know, it.
But the dairy-free Halo Top doesn't have as much protein as the regular Halo Top.
I thought it was going to be a real game changer. Even though I'm not a big ice cream eater.
Yeah.
Like, I only need, if I get a pint of ice cream, I need... one spoonful or two, and right. I put it back. Mm-hmm.
You're not a sweet person.
I'm not a eat the whole pint person.
Would you try this, the kind that helps you fall asleep?
Yeah, I would be willing to try it.
Sure. Yeah.
She says to the camera.
I'll tell you what I did have the other day, though, that I hadn't had in years. Have you had a malt in years?
No.
Oh.
Great.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't delicious. We have a malt when we went to Crown Candy?
I didn't. I only had like a little sip, but I believe it was a malt.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a plain vanilla malt, and it just is so good.
Where'd you have one?
Culver's.
No kidding. Oh,
yes.
Nice. Culver's. I tell you what, is underrated in the fast food game. We should be talking about Culver's way more than
high
we do.
High quality.
Mm-hmm.
Should we add a segment?
Culver's.
Yeah.
Culver's segment?
Culver's.
And finally, this is... out on the internet. 5 hacks to try at Starbucks.
Ooh, okay, I'm game.
Yeah, that's more Jen's alley.
Substituting Coke with coconut milk.
I see people do this all the time, and I don't know, I've never done it, but if there's a long line, order on the app, then skip the line, walk up a few minutes later, ask for the drink, and even if they don't have it, they usually rush it because they want people to use the app.
That's what I do, because the one near my house in Rock Hill, always, there's like, the line is out the parking lot to get into the drive-thru, and I will just, while I'm sitting at the red light, getting ready to turn on to Manchester, you know, I already have my favorite saved. Click, order, and then you walk. I walked in one day, right as they were finishing my order, they handed it to me, and I walked right out, and all the people at the drive-thru looked at me like...
And they hated
you. Oh, yeah, that feels good, doesn't
and
it?
It did.
I
kind of, like,
strutted.
Had a little swagger when I was, like, walking back to my car, like, oh, yeah, I just got my drink.
I didn't know this one. If you don't like super hot coffee, you can order your drink at kids' temperature. It'll save your tongue from getting burned. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because they asked when I brought my kids recently, and we had hot chocolate. They're like, is this for the kids? Because we won't make it as hot.
Huh.
So you can drink it right away.
They say also ask for your grande coffee in a venti cup. It gives you more room for cream. And if they accidentally overfill it a little bit, boom, free coffee.
You got a little song.
Yeah.
Free coffee, folks. And then if you're up for something new, ask the barista what they like and order that. They know better than anyone what's good. And they probably have a few hacks of their own. But sometimes that gets annoying when the people are up there and
I don't know what I want.
Or somebody, they talk to a barista like they're a doctor. They're like, I need a little bit of a pick-me-up, but I also have to be asleep in a couple hours and I chill
that's
every
a
hour.
Lot of pressure on those people.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Like, people think that just because baristas also have terrible handwriting that they're like doctors and can tell them exactly. Exactly.
I said my name was Mark with a C.
That's Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram.
And your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home. Rain today and a...
Congratulations to Vanessa Comley of St. Louis. Vanessa has a pair of tickets to see the Backstreet Boys as we celebrate Valentine's Day all week long with the Backstreet Boys. She has a pair of tickets to their show in September at Enterprise Center, but Vanessa is qualified to win that grand prize, Girls Getaway to New Orleans. Woo! To see the Backstreet Boys, brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company. The grand prize winner is going to win a pair of tickets here, a pair of tickets to New Orleans, round trip airfare, a one night stay in a hotel, and then backstage to meet the Backstreet Boys. More chances to win, one more chance this morning, but four chances tomorrow, four chances on Wednesday, and four chances on Thursday.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in about 6 minutes. We've been talking about this Fiji water girl, and you know what? Her 15 minutes of fame are almost up.
Are you tired of her?
A little bit. Fiji has shot back at allegations. She was saying that
Entertainment Schmig.
Woo! And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody! Yeah.
Woo! Where do we start? How about with another concert announcement? Just announced this morning, Hearts!
Woo!
Back together! With Sheryl Crow opening. July 9th, it's a Tuesday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale this Friday. Should really be on sale Thursday since it's Valentine's Day. I mean, what says love hearts, better than hearts? Hearts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little barracuda.
One of my favorite Moog solos of all time in Magic Man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Can you play that?
Yeah.
No. not right now.
Let's do a Can Tim.
Yeah.
We give you an assignment. You have to learn it in a couple weeks.
Okay. I need more than a couple weeks for that. What's the payoff? Because that's going to take me some time.
Kevin has no payoff.
You do it for the kids.
Kevin just shows up and hopes for the best. I would have to.
You're going to put some work into this. We'll get to the Grammys in just a minute. But that story about Fiji countersuing the Fiji water girl who notoriously photobombed everybody on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, we were all very impressed by her at first.
Yeah, yeah. And then she wanted a whole bunch of money, and she thinks she's way more famous than she really is. So they claim that she tried to extort them for $500,000, and that her lawsuit that she just leveled against Fiji is a blatant attempt to skirt her contractual obligations. Here's the deal. They, after photobombing, gave her a deal. They were like, okay, you know, you really did this for us. You gave us a lot of promotion. Here's $90,000. She said, okay.
That's good.
She signed a contract, according to Fiji, and walked away with that $90,000. And then, after all this publicity, realized she wanted more money.
Can't do that.
No. I'd like to hear her side of the story. I'm not buying everything Fiji is selling because these are people that charge you a lot of money for water.
Yeah.
But I was totally on her side, though. Like, yeah, you do deserve.
Yeah.
She did things. Everybody was talking about Fiji.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is all allegedly. This is what Fiji is saying in their countersuit. Yes. So we shall see. The Grammys last night started with Michelle Obama coming out on stage with Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Jada Pinkett Smith, and, of course, Alicia Keys, the host, who is still all about no makeup. Today, more power to you. I mean, she's gorgeous.
I had to interview her for an MTV thing a long time ago, and it was crazy because one of the people I was with on our team took a picture of her, and her team ran over and grabbed snatched the phone out of the girl's hand, and they were so crazy about it, and they wouldn't let us shoot. We had to set up our cameras I don't know how many times until the lighting was just right. And this is back when she was wearing makeup, so it's so insane to me
that
her whole thing is natural. And she's lovely, by the way, but the whole the makeup thing
I was into
is
the story.
Strange, and I think she's great, but I just would have loved the comedian on that thing. Like you're supposed. It's such. She's obviously comfortable on stage and everything else, but like
she is comfortable.
LL Cool J did it before that. He's not a comedian. He did it for years.
And it's fine. But I would rather have someone who's
funny.
Yeah.
Because especially that group of people. You know, I watched that Mr. Rogers, Will You Be My Neighbor? And I promised myself I was going to be a nicer person, and it's really hard to do it after watching the Grammys.
He's such a wonderful human being.
I mean, just a wonderful human being. I was like, I love that documentary. Need to be nicer and kinder. Yeah. And I watched the Grammys, and that all goes out the window.
She, like, forgot she was hosting a few times, it seemed like. She would just kind of, like, walk off into the thing after presenting and then be like, oh, wait, sorry. And then it was weird.
Side note, Mr. Rogers, are you not outraged that was not nominated for Best Documentary at the Oscars?
Well, I haven't seen any of the others, so I don't know.
But it was so well done.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me tear up thinking
about
it.
And Michael Keaton is the narrator, correct?
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
I don't think I knew that either.
Because I know he got his start on that show thanks to Lance, who let us know that.
That's true.
That's how it went.
Lance hooked up Michael Keaton with the Mr. Rogers gig. Oh, I also
watched... You wear a sweater.
I watched some Grammys red carpet, and Eve was doing the red carpet stuff.
Uh-huh.
She kills it. She's great.
Oh, yeah, she's on the talk now.
Eve's great.
We love Eve. Let's talk about Jennifer Lopez, though, because a lot of people not happy with her. She walked out with Michelle Obama, but then she was part of the Motown tribute. Woo! Social media. Social media needs to watch the Mr. Rogers documentary because they said, how do you do a Motown tribute without an all-black cast of artists? And it's Black History Month. They suggested all these other people who could have been part of it. Jennifer Hudson, Patti LaBelle.
Why isn't Jennifer Hudson up there?
Yeah.
But they had Jennifer Lopez. And then somebody else said the irony that J-Lo was super, super sexy during the Motown review. Barry Gordy, went the opposite with the women of Motown. He tried to, like, tame the sexy. So they would have never given a performance like hers.
I didn't see it. Was it real over-the-top sexy?
Real low-cut. And she was basically wearing, like, a bedazzle, like a sequined bathing suit, sort of.
Didn't Smokey Robinson say something funny, though?
He said, I don't think anyone who is intelligent is upset. I think anyone who is upset is stupid. Wait, nice, give it Smokey. To him, Smokey Robinson.
I second that emotion.
Nice. Some other great tributes, Aretha Franklin last night, Dolly Parton, she took part in hers with Kacey Musgraves, who was one of the big winners, along with Childish Gambino. They both won 4. Lady Gaga took home 3. And Jennifer Aniston's big 50th birthday party we talked about in the 640 Schmig. You can hear that in our podcast. Lego Movie number 1 at the box office. And so sad, Albert Finney died at the age of 82. Known for so many different roles. He was Julia Roberts' boss and Aaron Brockovich. But he was Daddy Warbucks in Annie. To me.
The best Annie. Not the cheap knockoff Annie with who was in it?
Oh, the guy from Alias?
Victor Garber.
Victor Garber. No.
The Carol Burnett one.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yes. That's Entertainment Schmig. More in podcast form, like I said, on Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right. Let's start on 177.
Y98.
Jennifer Aniston's 50.
Ding.
Okay, I'll cross that one off the list.
I know, these people around here don't pay attention to you, Jenna. I do.
All right, celebrity birthdays today. Jennifer Aniston does turn 50 today. Everyone.
No, I didn't know she'd really turn today.
Oh, yeah, it's today.
Okay.
And everyone was at her birthday party, including her ex, Brad Pitt, including his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, including Jennifer's other ex, John Mayer, and his ex, Katy Perry, and her current boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. I mean,
crazy.
It was insane, the number of people who were there. So, yes, Jennifer Aniston, happy birthday. We also mentioned this woman in the Schmig today.
Keith Richards was there, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find that bizarre.
Weird. Yeah. I'm just, you know, amazed that he's still alive. We mentioned this woman just a few minutes ago. She's coming to town with Heart. Sheryl Crow celebrates a birthday today.
Yeah, I think she's 56.
She's a Mizzou Tiger.
Kimswick. No, not Kimswick.
Kennett. Kennett, Missouri.
Down in the boot heel.
I don't know, 58.
I'm going to say 54.
What did I say?
56.
56.
Okay. I'm doing math in my head. I'm going to say 57.
57. Nice. How about Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child?
Mm. I don't know.
I don't think you can handle this.
I think I'm going to say 36.
Yep. No.
Wow.
Wow.
No.
Sorry.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
39.
Tried.
40?
Oh, 38.
38.
No. Oh, 2 for 2.
All right. You answer the last one then. See if you can nail it.
Okay. Do I go first?
Yes.
All right.
Taylor Lautner. He was in Twilight. He was Shark Boy in The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. He was in Scream Queens.
Did he date Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, yeah. What, isn't Back to December about him? I believe so.
I don't know.
Actually, Jen, Back to December is about... I have no idea.
I'm just going to say... I don't really have a good notion. I'm just going to say 30.
That's a good guess.
Good guess. 29.
28.
32.
You should have gone 27, ah! Kevin. 27.
27.
And Back to December is about him. All right. That's celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on February 11th.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY.
Congratulations to Sherry Millward of St. Louis. She has a pair of tickets to celebrate Valentine's Week with the Backstreet Boys. No, it's not this week. It's not until their concert in September at Enterprise Center, but she has a pair of tickets for that. And then she is qualified for the grand prize trip to see BSB in New Orleans. Airfare, hotel, and meet and greet passes. We'll continue to give tickets away tomorrow 4 times, Wednesday 4 times, and Thursday 4 times. Grand prize winner will be announced Friday morning, and it's brought to you by Ambassador Floor Company. Experience more at Ambassador Floor.
I had my kids' trivia night this weekend, and it was a lot of fun. The theme was Game On. If you're looking for a theme for trivia nights, this is maybe the best one I've ever been to, because there are so many different ways you can go. Game On. It could be, you could dress up as sports teams, board game,
video
games. It was all over the map. So we dressed up as, we were one of 3 tables who dressed up as Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, you were?
And
there were only 4 tables.
And out of all the people at our table, this guy and I both had the same shirt on at another table. So I took a picture. Maybe we'll put it up on our Instagram page. This guy and I both wore a tasteful side boob.
Wow.
It was weird, too, because I had to turn in the answer sheets to my daughter's kindergarten teacher. And as I was walking up, she's like, oh, that's so funny. And I, like, put my hand over side boob. And I was like, hi, Mrs. Kuhn.
It's like, you're a child.
So, like, I really should have thought this through. And then the principal walks by our table, and she sees the Cards Against Humanity t-shirts. And she's like, oh, just so many creative people at this table. Yeah, that's one way to say it.
What was your favorite table?
Okay, my favorite table, actually, they were sitting right next to us, and they won for best dress table. They won last year. They're super creative. They were the Kentucky Derby. They had 2 tables. The guys were jockeys, complete with the silk shirts.
Wow, that's expensive.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on this table. The women were the horses. They all wore these giant horse heads on top of their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they had, I think they were like pashminas that they wore over them that were almost like the horses' colors. And then they all had different names and numbers on the back, like whatever their horse name was. And they came up with creative names. And then they used these pool noodles and put roses on them. And they made these wow. U-shaped roses that you could hang like over the winning horse. Yeah, they totally deserve to win. We ordered t-shirts from a website 4 days before trivia and had them rushed to our houses. But there are so many different, there are a bunch of people that did Scrabble and they all wore different letters. There was a Jumanji table, Twister, Candyland. So another table got into it and they were Operation. So they all dressed up in doctor scrubs. And then they had a life-size Operation board.
Yeah.
Where Cadaver, you could play.
What's his name?
Cadaver Dan or something?
Yeah, it's something like that. Cadaver something.
Yeah.
That was a trivia question one time. Cadaver. It might be Cadaver Dan.
Yeah. And then all the categories were fun because they were all over the map. You had arcade games or video games, which my husband answered all of them for our table. And at one point announced that he...
Cavity Sam.
That's it.
I just came up with it.
Did you hear? Ryan answered all the arcade and video game things for us because he was a nerd in high school. There was also a board game one. He answered the Magic the Gathering game one because he's a nerd.
We had a Magic the Gathering question.
Did you really?
At our trivia night. And the guy who, I could see this guy get really animated, and he looked exactly like the person that would get excited about it. And really? I made him stand up when I gave him the answer. And I was like, this guy was just
waiting,
dying for a Magic the Gathering or a Dungeons and Dragons question.
See, everyone was very surprised because they put the cards up and they're like, this game was famous in like the 90s or something. And Ryan's like, Magic the Gathering. And everyone's like, Ryan Farmer, this is something I didn't
Haven't you been trying to get rid of his cards for years
yes.
now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not Magic the Gathering, but everything else, like his comic books and
I thought he was into Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that he still has those cards. But then there is Olympics for games. What else? Oh, songs with game in the title. Whatchamacallit? Game shows. There were no Bert Convy. Answers.
What's the point of the category?
Right.
But then there was one called Foolish Games, and it was an entertainment category about celebrities who got into trouble. And the person doing, they hired a trivia company, and the guy at the very beginning says, and I'm just going to say this before this round, Foolish Games about entertainment trivia, that if you work for a local radio station and report on entertainment, I don't know, doing the schmig every day, that you should be maybe disqualified from answering this round.
So it's like somebody in the medical field being disqualified from a medical category.
And then everybody looked at me. I don't know why. I was like, I really feel like I'm being singled out.
No, it wasn't Sam.
Okay. It wasn't Sam. But I was like, man.
Did you know all the questions?
I mean, we won.
You won
the whole
thing?
No, I did not know all the entertainment questions. I did not remember all of them. There was one about what famous... Okay, let me see if you know this. What famous singer notoriously split her pants while performing at a bar mitzvah?
Mm. Sounds familiar.
It does.
Barbara Streisand.
See, I said Fergie, but she peed her pants on stage.
Yeah, she did.
It was Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't know that. I didn't know that one.
And then on...
She is the realist, though.
TV game shows, they had a... They asked, who was the host of the... Who was the original host of the TV show The Weakest Link? Do you remember that British
Anne
woman?
Anne Robinson.
Oh, well, why weren't you at our table?
Yeah, Court.
Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
I think so.
Goodbye.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, mornings are brought to you by Slew Care on Y98.
Monday. Monday. Yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
Welcome, our resident millennials. There's a lot of them here in the office, but we can count on Patty and Alex to bring us some joy and laughter on Millennial Mondays. Hi, guys.
Hello. We hope to not let you down.
I know. It's, you know, It's a lot of pressure on you guys.
Absolutely.
And I hate to do it to you, but you are entertaining. Any big trips this weekend, Alex?
Nothing for me. It was kind of laid back.
No flyaway, feathery trips?
No. It was just a nice, relaxed, you know, normal, easygoing weekend here.
Did you go out at all?
I actually went to Top Golf on Saturday, but that's about the extent of my weekend.
Have you been before?
Oh, I've been before.
You love it?
Great time.
Nice and warm, even though it's outside, kind of?
Yeah. Actually, not bad at all.
Okay.
The heat beats down on you from the
heat lamps.
It's nice, actually.
How's your swing looking?
Yeah, how'd you shoot?
I could use a little help from the K-Vest with SSM, but, you know.
Good job.
But not bad at all.
You managed to drop your own client.
I like it, Alex.
I still hit the ball pretty solid.
All right. We have to go out sometime this spring. All right, and Patty, what about you? What was your weekend? Any karaoke?
Yes, actually, I didn't think about it. I was like, I don't think so. But
I don't think you have to think about it. It's pretty much every weekend.
It was my idea this time, though.
Oh, it was it?
Sometimes it's not.
Where'd you do it?
Parsons.
Oh, okay.
All right, what did you sing?
Yeah, but it was Colt 45. It was a really aggressive choice.
Colt 45, is that a song?
Yeah. You guys can all listen to it separately.
Is that a song?
Not one that you hear on the radio here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And that was the only one you did?
I had margaritas, and I was like, I feel confident in this. And he called me up, and I was like, I'm no longer confident.
Did you get behind it? Was it hard?
I got done. Everyone's like, that was amazing. I was like, yeah, that was really bold.
Patty needs to put together a list of the top 10 karaoke spots in St. Louis that she's gone to.
It's a good idea. Have you been to the new one on the Loop?
No.
Really?
But I did walk past it, and I was like, that looks like I would like it.
Yeah.
They have private rooms, and then there's just an open one where people can get up and sing.
I'm an open room.
You might want to try a private room, actually.
No.
It's a rough crowd. Like, they judge you.
Good.
I judge everyone anyway.
If you sing in the open part, I'm willing to bet someone there will pay for you to have a private room. So it might be a good way to play it.
Patty.
No.
Are you going to take that?
No. How dare you talk to me like that?
Okay. So we like to ask you, because you guys are in the news every week, not you two personally,
right.
But millennials. We're
so
trying
to
figure
about.
You people out.
We're a tough crowd to figure out.
I think that you're painted in a bad light sometimes,
sure.
And not all of you are created equal.
Yes, and there's a new survey about how much millennials spend compared to other generations on what they're calling non-essentials.
Mm.
And no surprise,
I spent a ton on non-essentials in my day.
You spend the most.
Because they're the most non-essential buyers.
Right.
Think about it. They're As a millennial, you're going out more. You
yes.
went to Carson's. You went to Top Golf.
Yep.
And they're talking about coffee, cocktails, Uber.
We threw it
clothing,
around.
And compared to baby boom, Gen X spends the least.
Really?
$500.
I haven't checked my account.
$588 a month. Baby boomers spend $683 a month, and they say millennials spend the most on non-essential spending, $838 a month.
What can't you two pass up non-essentially?
Karaoke.
No, things that cost money. Like you see it, is it coffee? Is it food? Is it clothing? Is it
makeup? I'm pretty good
makeup?
With my essentials.
Going out and drinking at karaoke? I mean,
okay, don't attack me.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
that would be a good one.
Karaoke was
my friends
one.
Are like, we're going out. I'm like, okay, I'm in.
And you're happy
That's
to buy some buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's booze and Ubers.
Yeah. What about takeout? Do you do a lot of takeout?
Man. No.
You're doing
that
Uber.
I eat a lot.
It would be great if they gave you drinks to your destination.
Why not?
It's open container law.
Sometimes they do.
They do?
Yeah. Sometimes.
If
you get in the right Uber, I've gotten in an Uber and the guy's like, help yourself. There's a cooler in the back and make sure you tip me 5 stars and, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or
no,
candy. They have candy in there sometimes.
Candy?
You know, I don't
Uber
like candy.
Commission wouldn't love to probably hear that.
No, they would not.
I've gotten in a car for sure.
I like that. That's nice.
Well, in St. Louis, I mean, the passengers can have an open container,
yes.
I guess, right?
So yes.
They can?
Well, I've always heard that.
Well, that's what Uber has it.
We don't know that for as a fact.
We would have to look it up. We're not positive about it.
No,
but I've always
no
heard
one's
that.
No one's saying not to.
Just on the Missouri side?
I don't know.
Sure.
I heard the Illinois side,
oh, yeah.
too.
Oh, no. None of this is true.
We don't know. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Patty.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. You can do...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.